is reconvened and called to order. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the December 3rd, 2009 board meeting?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's approved. So now we need to turn to our meeting. February has been an extraordinary month here at NIU. We've soared to new heights as an academic institution, and we've remembered the darkest day in NIU history, resolving to continue to move forward, together forward. I am encouraged with the speed and strength with which NIU is moving forward just this month alone. NIU political science professors were called upon to provide election analysis and insight for regional news outlets in Chicago and the suburbs for the primary elections on February 2nd. Several of our graduates ran for office in these elections, some successfully and some not successfully. Governor Quinn returned to campus and released $10.3 million to allow renovation to begin on Cole Hall, as well as to begin the formal architectural and engineering plans and drawings necessary to update Stevens Hall. As a reminder, capital funds from the state are to be used for construction and equipment purposes only and are not available for use in university operations. One of our alums, Ryan Deem, had the honor of playing football for the Indianapolis Colts in the Super Bowl game. And regardless of the outcome of the game, Ryan had most of NIU's 200,000 alums cheering for him on Super Bowl Sunday. He was definitely our MVP that day. Our own president led an effort with U of I President Stan Eikenberry to coalesce all public university presidents and chancellors in Illinois around a single letter signed by every public university president and chancellor to Governor Quinn and Comptroller Hines, drawing attention to the state's lack of timely appropriation disbursements and the dire consequences of such poor public policy. NIU announced a new academic program that will help teach and train our students in the green job movement sweeping the country. A consortium comprised of DeKalb County, Northern Illinois University, and DeKalb Fiber Optic, working together under the banner of the DeKalb Advancement of Technology Authority, announced that they will be running fiber optic cables to every school in the county to deliver cutting-edge internet technology. Most schools will see their internet speed increased 1,000-fold, and for most it will come at a lower price than their current service. The consortium was awarded nearly $12 million in federal grant money, in addition to $3 million in state and local funds for the project. Our world-class Department of Geology faculty were called upon to provide expertise when an earthquake rudely awoke me and probably most of you along a previously undiscovered fault line running through the northern part of DeKalb County. NIU has the only seismograph machine in the region, and faculty and students had the unique opportunity to study real-time data in a real-world environment. NIU was awarded a $7.5 million federal stimulus grant to lead a statewide initiative to create a health information technology regional extension center that will help doctors adopt electronic medical record technology. The NIU center, which will be one of 70 such facilities nationwide, will assist primary care physicians all across Illinois, except for those in the city of Chicago who will be served by a separate REC operated by Northwestern University. NIU and Northwestern will coordinate efforts to make a statewide system that is as seamless as possible and one that will ultimately integrate with a nationwide system. NIU's School of Music earned international recognition last week by housing a three-day residency of world-renowned composer Morten Lauridsen. The importance of his visit can best be summed up by an area music teacher who took time off to watch Lauridsen's rehearsals at NIU. She told her principal, imagine if Beethoven was at a university 20 miles from you for 3 days. Would you want me here or there? Despite all of these great things happening at NIU, we were awoken last Friday morning with news of an unfortunate yet isolated incident involving two students outside Stevenson Towers North. Officers were on the scene within 47 seconds, medics quickly attended to the needs of the victim, and the suspect was apprehended within 4 minutes. Our first responders and university administrators and staff who worked throughout the day and every day to ensure our campus is safe and secure should be commended. There are no stronger or more enthusiastic supporters of this university than its trustees, and we draw encouragement from our community's resolve. What a month for NIU. Yes, we have had our challenges, but we cannot forget to fully celebrate and appreciate the myriad of innovative and exciting projects our faculty, staff, and students participate in every single day. We are a complex institution, and we should celebrate the academic and programmatic diversity and the opportunities created for each and every student at NIU. Moving on with our meeting. I would like to welcome University Advisory Committee representatives who may be present this morning. Dr. Alan Rosenbaum, Dr. Farrell Bryan, Dr. Gregory Wass, Dr. Joseph Buck-Steven, Dr. Bobby Cesarek, and Mr. Jay Montero. Dr. Rosenbaum, is there anything you wish to add at this point? Dr. Bryan.
Yes, thank you. I'm pinch hitting for Professor Rosenbaum this morning. And I'd just like to say that we celebrate with the board the promise of spring and the renovation of the Cole Stevens Complex. We respect the board's sensitivity for keeping increases in room and board rates for our students as low as possible. And we're also grateful for the board's continued commitment to faculty sabbaticals, which are vital to the university's research mission. And I thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Cesarek.
No comments.
Thank you. Mr. Montero. Thank you. In that case, we will move on to agenda item 7. This is the point in our agenda where the chair may recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our parliamentarian. Mr. Brady, have you received any timely request to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, I have received no timely request to address this board meeting.
In that case, we'll proceed to agenda item 8, reports of board committees and board liaisons. The executive committee did not meet, so we will begin with a report from the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee. Trustee Butler.
Thank you, Chair Strauss. The Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee met on Thursday, February 4th, 2010. At that meeting, the committee considered and endorsed the following action items. Recommendations for faculty and supported professional staff sabbatical leaves for 2010 and 2011 academic year, appointment of Lisa Freeman as Vice President for Research and Graduate Studies, a request for a new degree program in the Department of Philosophy, a request for degree authority at regional sites for the Bachelor of Science in Nursing, request for new minors in Business Innovation and Entrepreneurship, Biomedical Engineering, Electrical Engineering, and Engineering Technology. Request for new emphases in Engineering Management within Industrial and Systems Engineering and in Energy and Environmental Technology within Technology. A request for new specialization in Nonprofit Management within the Master of Public Administration. A request to delete a program in Russian offered by the Department of Foreign Languages and Literature. A request to delete a specialization in Human Services Administration within the Master of Public Administration. Acceptance of the Oral English Proficiency Annual Report for 2008 and 2009. And the committee heard reports on the following information items: faculty reports on sabbatical leaves, annual report on the outcomes of sabbatical leaves, College of Law academic excellence fee, off-campus fees for courses associated with certificates, and undergraduate regional course charges. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. Finance, Facilities, and Operations Committee. Trustee Sanchez.
Thank you, Mark. The Finance, Facilities, and Operations Committee met on Thursday, February 4th. We had a full agenda, and we considered and approved the following recommendations for one, the fiscal year 2011 student fee recommendations and room and board rate recommendations. Two, other fee items, including the College of Law Academic Excellence fee, off-campus fees for certificate courses, and undergraduate regional course charges. Three, expenditure authorizations for athletic, sports camp housing and meals, international program division, and IP voice trucking services. Four, FY 2011 contract renewals for copy paper, copier and controller systems, mass transit, non-food, food service related commodities, Northern Star Printing, security services for Residence Hall, student accident and sickness insurance, and hardware and software maintenance upgrades. 5, grant expenditures and authorizations for the Regional Health Information Extension Center and the Northern Illinois Proton Treatment and Research Center. 6, capital project authorization for the Cole Stevens Complex. The committee also received the following informational reports: quarterly summary reports of transactions in excess of $100,000, periodic report on investments, and the report on gasoline savings through the use of our hybrid vehicles, none of which I have been told have been recalled in the Toyota mix-up. The recommended items addressed by the Finance, Facilities, and Operations Committee are included in President Peter's report, which he will present today for board approval. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Manny. Legislation, Audit, and External Affairs Committee. Trustee Muir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Legislation, Audit, and External Affairs Committee met in DeKalb on February 4th. During our meeting, we were able to hear 2 long-awaited reports that had to be delayed due to time constraints at the November meeting. Dr. Stephen Cunningham gave us an extensive PowerPoint update on the benefit provisions for marital status and domestic partnerships. Included in his presentation were comparative slides of benefits such as tuition waivers, bereavement leave, sick leave, Family Medical Leave Act, and how these are distributed at other Illinois State Universities. And we will continue to investigate this area further at future meetings. Our committee was also pleased to be formally introduced to Danielle Schultz, NIU's new Director of Internal Audit. Danielle gave us a brief overview of her department, introduced us to her audit team, and was able to inform us that in FY 2009, 14 audits were completed. I was pleased to meet with her subsequently as chair of the committee, voicing our support of the audit and compliance sector of this committee. Kathy Bittner presented the 96th General Assembly report and highlighted several bills for our review. She then briefly talked about the state budget and reported that the Illinois Board of Higher Education had approved their FY 2011 budget. She listed the 4 options IBHE had outlined in their budget, which are a 6% decrease in funding, the current status quo if the state puts in stimulus monies again. These are the options. 3, a 2% increase, and 4, a 3.8% increase. I'm not sure if we get to choose, but I think the 3.8 increase might be better than the 6% decrease, so we'll see where that goes. President Peters also addressed the committee and commented that the state currently owes NIU $64 million and that if we receive no more general revenue funds, NIU will take a 65% revenue cut. Due to time constraints, Kathy instructed the committee members to please review the congressional report on their own, and that concludes my report, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. President Peters, is there a report concerning the Illinois Board of Higher Education?
Yes. Since our last meeting, there have been 2 meetings of the Illinois Board of Higher Education. The first meeting was held on December 8, 2009 at the University of Chicago, and at that meeting, the IBHE approved unanimously and without comment NIU's Doctor of Physical Therapy degree in the College of Health and Human Sciences. And when I came 10 years ago and I visited that college, that was the one thing they said they wanted, and it only took us 10 years, so that's progress. The second meeting, at that meeting as convener of the public university presidents, I brought to the attention of the IBHE the crisis that was looming in with the cash flow problem at universities, and they took a very appropriate action. The second meeting of the IBHE was held January 26th at Chicago State University, and it was devoted basically to the budget mess. That's my report.
Thank you. University Civil Service Merit Board. Trustee Vella.
Our last meeting was held on January 20th, 2010 at the Merit Board headquarters in Urbana. I participated by telephone, and this participation was approved by the full Merit Board. The board elected its officers at that meeting for the upcoming year. The chair is Joanne Maitland, she's from ISU, and the vice chair is James Montgomery from the U of I. The executive committee is Christy De Laurentiis and John Simmons, and the secretary of the Merit Board is Teresa Rademacher. The key agenda item was the rule change regarding furloughs, which we had considered at our last meeting and which was the topic of public comment. Three speakers provided comment, one from the U of I, one from the Civil Service Advisory Committee, and one from AFSCME. After the rule change, which